Right.
Got to talk about this thing that's in the paper today. Well, here we go then.
The Chris Moyle Show. International Radio.
What was the Liverpool score at the weekend, Dom?
8:48 now.
Right, so what was the Liverpool score at the weekend?
Got beaten.
By who?
Spurs.
Oh.
It was a difficult one for me.
Oh.
Why?
Was it?
Because
difficult for me.
Growing up, my brother was a massive Liverpool fan and like hammered into me that I should always be loyal to Liverpool. But Mally, my fiancé, is a massive Spurs fan.
No contest then, is it?
Well, I just kept quiet. The Harriers won though, so that was good.
Yeah, I saw that. Well done. And Super Leeds United. So, in Gordon Smart's bizarre column in The Sun, he's got to change that picture of himself, by the way.
He looks like
he's about to have a poo.
Mm.
It's just his face. He needs to smile. He looks too moody. See there? Mm. Just looks, you know, come on, Gordon, give us a smile.
Well, he means business, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, he can mean business with a smile. Rock stars. Gary Barlow gets me and Moyles to climb Kilimanjaro. So, this is a story in the Bizarre column that Gary Barlow and me and him and a few others are to climb Mount Kilimanjaro for comic relief. It says in here that other stars include Denise Van Outen, Alicia Dixon, Kimberly Walsh, Fern Cotton, Ben Shepherd and Ronan Keating. Well, it's a ridiculous story.
Crazy.
It's on page 16 and 17 of today's Sun, and I can say Gordon's a few, not often, but Gordon occasionally gets things wrong. Like when he said that Gwyneth Paltrow and I were living together in Maid of Vale or something.
You were clearing out your bins together or something, weren't you?
Well, let me set the record straight. It's not like he writes it at all. Well, no, it is exactly how he's written it. Hello, I'm Chris Moyles. And Gary Barlow and Cheryl Cole and Kimberly Walsh from Girls Aloud and Fern Cotton, Ronan Keating, Denise Van Outen, Alicia Dixon and Ben Shepherd next year climbing Mount Kilimanjaro for comic relief.
Yay.
I know this sounds like a very bizarre dream.
You couldn't make it up, could you?
But it's absolutely true. So here's how the story goes. Gary Barlow emails me out of the blue. And I know Gary, I've known him on and off for a few years, but we're not, like, best mates or anything. I've known him from interviewing him and him coming on the show and stuff. And, you know, we get on well. We've never been out for drink or anything like that. He emails me saying, can you call me? I want to ask you a favour. So I reply with, you don't want to borrow any money, do you? And he's gone, no, just ring me. So I've called him and he goes, oh, yeah, all right. I'm climbing Mount Kilimanjaro for charity. And I'm getting a few people that I like to do it with me. Would you do it? And I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, I want to climb Mount Kilimanjaro for charity. Would you do it with me? And I'm like, well, I don't know. What? What charity is it? He goes, I don't know. I haven't decided. I've just thought about this in the last couple of days. Would you do it? So I said, well, I don't know. I'll have to think about it. So I mentioned it to Rachel. Rachel's like, oh, you've got to do it. It'd be amazing. It'd be brilliant. What a thing to do. So I said, well, all right then. So I rang him back a few days later and said, okay, maybe, I don't know. I'm not fit enough, right?
Mm.
Go on, I'll be fine. We'll train you up and everything. So what charity is it? Because I don't know. So why don't we do it for comic relief? Brilliant idea. Let's do it. Since then, it has spiraled out of control.
Brilliant.
It's now going to be a big thing. You know when David Walliams swam the channel for sport relief?
Yeah.
This is now going to be the big thing for comic relief, is us, Egypts, climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, which is 19,500 feet high.
I was going to say, you do realise it's, like, properly big.
It will take a week to climb.
Right.
We went to... This is one of the secret projects I've been working on. There's a few.
Mm.
We went and had, a fitness assessment at Bisham Abbey. And I thought, how difficult can it be? If they're asking me to do it, it can't... I mean, I'm serious now. This ain't like swimming the channel.
Hmm.
This is a walk up a hill, all right? And this fella, this expert comes on and does a speech to us, and the first thing he says is, a third of the people who attempt it don't finish, right? And I'm looking around the room going, well, that's me and somebody else, right?
That's a nice way to start a motivational chat as well, isn't it?
You can get sick, really sick while you're up there. You can get altitude sickness. You could vomit in all of that. And then he starts going into how dangerous it is. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to do it, right? I can't get out of it. And I'll be honest, I'm trying to get out of it.
No.
I don't know how I'm going to get out of it.
I'm not going to let you get out of this one.
So we all met up the other week. And all of us for the first time met up. And I'm sitting around the table. And this has been killing me to not talk about this for the last couple of months.
Mm.
We all go out for dinner. And if you imagine this, there's me, Fern Cotton, Cheryl Cole, Kimberly Walsh, around one side of the table. Around the other side of the table, Ronan Keating, Ben Shepherd, Alicia Dixon, and Gary Barlow. It's like a drunken dream that I'm having. And they're talking about climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, and they start talking about, you know, sleeping in tents. We're going to have to pitch tents halfway up the mountain.
That's like Jack Osborne's stuff on ledges and
stuff,
isn't it?
Right, so that's why I asked him about, you know, climbing Kilimanjaro. It takes, apparently, one of the days, we walk for like 10, 12 hours, then we pitch our tents, then we continue to climb for another hour or so, and then climb back down again to where we pitched our tents, because the idea is to get used to the change in altitude.
Really?
For the climb the next day.
So you go further than you need to go?
Yeah.
That's weird.
When we get to the top, right, this is how stupid I am. I'm thinking, well, we'll get like a helicopter or something, won't they? That's when we get back down. We can't spend a week to get back down.
With comet relief on
the
wave.
Maybe like there's a cable car at the other end or something. No, it's an 18-hour climb down, right? So we get to the top and then we climb back down again. It's going to take a week.
Do they know about your feet?
Yes.
Do they? And that's not a problem.
And they've seen it. And
right.
It's really, really
because you've got an infection, haven't you?
So here's the first text I've just looked at. You're a fool. You're going to die.
Nice.
I know. So this is our thing for Comet Relief is we're going to try and get sponsored to... Well, I mean, let's be honest. You're sponsoring me to not die, basically. So, next year we're climbing up there.
It's brilliant. It's an amazing opportunity, and you'll have a really good time doing it.
Are you not scared?
Gary Barlow will sing to you all the way.
In all honesty, hand on my heart, my mother's life, it's not radio talk or anything. I'm a little bit scared, and genuinely, I want to get out of it. I don't want to do it, because I don't think I'll be able to do it. I'm heavily overweight, I'm very unfit, I smoke too much and I drink too much. I'm a mess.
But now it's...
I'm an absolute mess.
Now it's out in the open, we can publicly start training now.
Well, I'm going
really
to have to lose
training with you.
I'm going to have to lose minimum 2 stone before the end of February. That's when we're meant to be doing it.
Which is quite easily doable.
Realistically, I should have to lose about 3. Oh, here comes Alan now.
Hello, good morning.
Hi.
Is
this why you were getting...
You were very good last night in the surgery. I listened to a bit.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're very good.
Thank you. Is this why you were feeling great for 2008?
No.
That was coincidence.
Coincidence.
Was
it? Ah. So I started training for Sport Relief when Dave and Chappers were doing the run. I started running then back in March.
Yeah.
Got to about July and stopped running. So I haven't run since July or August, something like that. So I put about 1 stone back on. I'm 1 stone lighter than I was in March. February for my birthday and then So's birthday. I'm 1 stone lighter now than I was then. So I'm already done 1 stone, but I've got to do another 2.
Well,
at least.
You know, you've started the ball rolling now. We just need to get back on it for the rest of the year. We'll all do it with
and
you.
Everybody's so fit, right? See, Gary Barlow is like a tree. He's solid.
Mm.
Seriously. He's... Ronan Keating's unbelievable. He's got arms on him like a blooming wrestler.
Well, Cheryl and Kimberly must be quite fit because they do so much dancing and stuff.
Well, Cheryl is fit, but she's very skinny, isn't she?
Delicate.
I wonder whether she's got
She's got to be really fit, though, just because of touring.
I just pop
her
in my pocket, it's fine.
But stamina's different to
fitness. That's the only thing I'm looking forward to is listen to this for a lineup of women. Alicia Dixon, Denise Van Outen, Kimberly, Cheryl, Neil's Loud, and Fern Cotton, right? It's 5 women. Up a mountain for a week. They have nowhere to go, Rachel. Nowhere to hide. If I don't cop off with one of them...
It's not all about copping.
Where can they go?
You've got to
this is my chance to finally finally nail it with fur.
You know what you should do? Get a two-man tent.
Are you taking the mickey? Look at the size of me. I need a bloody two-man tent to fit in it. they're talking about... Seriously, when we had this meeting, they're saying, right, here's what you do if you need to go to the loo. Here's what you need to...
What do you do? If you want to go to the loo.
How embarrassing is this? The whole group has to stop while you go to the toilet.
No. Even for the old number two and stuff.
Yep.
Oh.
So if you go, I need a poo. You've got to go, guys, could you stop for a second, please? And you have to find somewhere and have a poo. And everybody has to wait for
you. That's weird.
So you imagine what that's going to be like.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
I wouldn't go.
So a few weeks ago, I had to meet up with everybody, including Kimberly and Cheryl, and it was right at the height of Nicola Gate.
Oh, right.
From, you know, the whole Nicola, you know, Heat magazine going on that stupid, you know, crusade.
So that wasn't awkward at all then?
Oh, my God, it was so awkward. So uncomfortable. But hopefully I kind of won the girls over, because, you know, I'm a nice guy, you know, I'm not a horrible person.
In real life, you're lovely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what, you know, I am. I'm just a pig on the show. So, yeah, next year.
I think it's brilliant.
Oh, a text come in. A group of people that this guy knows went up Kilimanjaro. Only 8 succeeded out of 19.
There you go. Wow. I'm telling you.
But, Chris, you're one of these people, when you get your mindset on something, you will do it.
Going for a plod around where I live is one thing.
This is Kilimanjaro.
19,500 feet. It's going to take a week to climb. You start off in shorts and a T-shirt. You go through rainforest or whatever. And then within 2 days, you're wearing thermal clothes and a jacket at night in a thermal sleeping bag. You sleep in more clothes than you walk in because it gets so cold.
Do you know what you need?
I need to get out of it.
No, I'll take you to Wales.
I need to get out of it.
No, do you know
what? Honest.
Yeah, we should go and walk up Snowdon.
Yeah.
That'd be good. We could start in the Malvern Hills. You can go and... there you go, that's near Kidderminster. Then we'll go to Wales.
Yeah.
to Snowdon.
Beacons. Do a mountain tour.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, these lot at Radio 1 are going, oh, how do we get... Can you do the show at the same time? I think you must be insane.
Hey,
we'll get a microphone up there and you can do links. I'm like, shove the microphone up your ass. There's not a chance.
Well, Ewan McGregor did it, going across Africa.
Look at me! Do I look like Ewan McGregor? I look like Yoda!
Yeah, but you'll be a different man by February.
God. But that's the thing I'm going to have to be. The best case scenario out of all of this is, come March, right, I'm stood here and I'm 3.5 stone lighter.
It will happen.
With muscles like Andy Peters.
How exciting.
The worst case scenario is, I die!
You're not going to.
I fall off!
No.
I take a fart and I blow myself off the mountain!
Don't think like that, that's negative.
Hey! I just...
Is it snowy up there?
I don't want to poo in front of Cheryl Cole. It's everything, it's all
that's,
the elements.
That's the more worrying element, isn't it? I would have thought, having to, you know... What's the holdout of Denise Van Outen's doing a poo? That's bad.
I just had a text from my friend Katie. Her husband Matt does loads of triathlons. He says climbing Kilimanjaro is the hardest thing he's ever done.
And this is what I mean. And hand on heart, in all honesty.
Harry, get out.
This
get
is
out.
What I mean. I can't do it.
You can.
I'll have a go, but I've got to get out of it.
I bet there are people
You'll
listening who have done it and were probably really unhealthy as well.
How is me putting my life in danger helping starving kids? Well, 2 years ago, we did a karaoke tour. Why can't I do that?
Well, you could sing with Gary and Cheryl and Kimberly all the way up.
I will survive. Hey, hey. Ka-ching. We'll just save some kids' lives. Now, that's fundraising.
Yeah.
But didn't they say that because of your smoking, you can deal with altitude better?
Yeah, they put me in like an altitude chamber, and I came out the best. But there's a difference between standing there in shorts and t-shirts next to, oh, by the way, Jason Donovan was going to be, this story.
Is he not there?
Jason Donovan was going to do it. He can't do it now because he's doing a musical. So, seriously.
Write yourself a musical. That's what you need to do.
That's what I should do.
Yeah.
Chris Moore Show, the musical, it's there, ready.
So, what a nightmare. What a nightmare.
You'll love it, honestly. It'll be one of the best things you've ever done.
I won't be able to do it.
You will. Belief. It's all about positive mental attitude.
No, it's not. It's about not being overweight halfway up a flipping mountain.
When I was talking to people about doing triathlons and stuff, apparently the lady psychologist, sports psychologist was there. She said that 80% of it is mental. Getting yourself round is
80%. It's all mental.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll get Rick Waller and Lisa Riley to carry me bags and the three of us, we'll jog it.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself. Get lost.
Get lost.
Look, we need to see positive. Some positive text. If you're 16 stone and you've climbed Kilimanjaro, yeah. Send in a text now.
Because there must be loads of those.
I'm 17 stone! Oh, you right, will, I'm 17 and a half!
By then, you won't be able to.
I'm 5'1". I'm an overweight midget person who smokes too much. I have trouble with stairs.
Right, we need to start this training.
I go out
now.
For a fag during a record. I come back, I'm out of breath.
It is true, because when we just came down earlier, you were a little bit out of breath. We'd been up one flight of stairs. This is a worry.
No, we've got time to do it.
Oh, dear.
Nancy says, Chris, I'm so proud of you. You will do it and you'll be great.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh. If you die, do sponsors still have to pay up? Yes, you do, by the way. Yes,
oh,
you do.
Right.
The
small no,
just give us your money.
Could you make a donation, not sponsor you?
That's right. Donate. Donate to watch me die.
Let's not be morbid. I'm sure you'll be brilliant. Mm. And
I just think, you know, day three, I'm there going, oh, God, I can't take it anymore. Ah, oh, come on, mate. You'll be fine. Have a breather. Look round. There's Cheryl Cole. Offer me some water. Come on, lad, you can do it. There's Gary Barlow. I'll be like that. Am I in some kind of weird coma-induced state of mind? It's like ashes to ashes. John Sim goes back to the police department in the 70s. I suddenly wake up. I'm halfway up Kilimanjaro with Alicia Dixon from Strictly Come Dancing and Ben Shepherd off GMTV.
Oh, it's brilliant.
It's like a panto on drugs.
Oh. I think of the photos.
Yeah. It'd be great.
It'd be hilarious.
You'll love it. We can do it. We could do Ben Nevis even. We could do Snowdon. Get you all set, climbing everywhere that's big and high.
We're ready to support you.
Thanks very much. That's really nice of you.
Yeah.
I'll find a local
BBC. I don't want to do it!
You're doing it!
We'll do the show from there.
This is not a joke. I don't want to do it.
You are doing it.
I am scared and I don't want to do it because I don't want to die.
If they put a pub at the top of Kilimanjaro, would that make you do it?
No, I would do a tour of every pub in Leeds and give a pound. I'll write and check. I'll do anything.
Is there a BBC next to Kilimanjaro?
No. What, BBC Kilimanjaro?
Do a show from there.
Yeah, there's a equivalent of Claire on reception just outside Kilimanjaro out. Okay. Morning, come in. All right, darling, sweetheart.
People now texting in saying that people they know who have failed.
They're trying to upset you. Don't listen to them.
They're all making up stories now of people who haven't completed Kilimanjaro.
John says, what a great way for the BBC to trim their wages bill. Take 19 up and only 8 come back. Oh, God. Somebody else goes, I'll give you 50 quid if you die. No, that's not how I'm raising money.
Here we go. I'm 16 stone and 6'2". I climbed it last year. Not as hard as you think it will be. Dave in Greenock. There
right,
you go.
Thank you, Dave.
Print it off and we'll give him a call.
Yeah. I'm printing.
We'll frame it.
Should we do tedious then?
No.
Who's doing tedious?
I don't want to do it, Rachel.
It'll be fine. We're going to phone Big Dave from Greenock and he'll tell you what you need to know. And it'll all be fine. If he's in.
Stop being a chicken, Chris. Just do it, says George. Think of the children. Sod the children. I'm thinking about me. I'll go and feed them all. And I'll cook for the children. Not a problem. I can do now. I did it at the weekend. Chicken tikka masala and fruit scones.
Oh, nice.
Right? Or scones, whatever you want to call it.
The pictures were very good.
I'll go to Africa and I'll cook. Sizzling beef and black bean sauce, chicken tikka masala and chocolate fudge cake. Brilliant.
The bottom line is, you've signed up.
You're doing it.
And you're doing it.
So,
we'll help you.
No, look, I am. I'm going to try. So today is day one off the booze for me.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
For how long?
And I'm going out to see the Killers tonight. I need a drink for that.
Are you
going to
do week off, weekends on? Because if you are, I'll join you.
I'm going to try and do... I want to try and do November off the booze.
Okay. Well, I won't join you for that, but good luck.
Thanks for your support.
It'd be fine.
Spirits move me. Shut up, Gary. I'm trying to get some sleep in this tent.
On
a
ledge.
I think he'll take one of those pianos, you know, that are on
no.
Over your neck.
Well, a keytar.
Yeah, that's
it. Yeah, keytar.
You could have a guitar. You could learn that at the same time. You could have a sing-along as you go up. Yeah.
Lance and Nanita's texting. Nice knowing you, fat boy. Who's taking over the show?
That's not the attitude,
nasty.
Is it?
Thanks. Let's all laugh at my impending death. Right. Well, I'll try. You'll so let's find out tomorrow if I've even managed to do one night off the booze.
And you can sleep in the loft. Altitude preparation.
What do you think?
I live in a basement flat.
Oh, okay, fine.
I'd have to go break into the people who live in the top floor flat ask if I can go in their loft.
Ask their permission if you can sleep in their loft. I'm sure they'll find that normal.
Come and stay at mine.
I've got...
Yes? Hello, I live downstairs. Would you mind if I slept in your loft for this evening? What I'm doing... Hello?
Yeah.
Right, we've got to do Tedious Link.
Okay.
Now, because comedy...